Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In September, the U.S. Commerce Department declared the New England ground fishing industry a disaster, paving the way for Congress to fund emergency relief. That money has yet to be appropriated, but it could be tens of millions of dollars. But as WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch reports, there's disagreement over how that money should be spent.
All set.
It's 6 in the morning at the Cape Ann Seafood Market in Gloucester. The daily auction is underway, selling bins of cod, haddock, and other ground fish, much of which came in off the boat overnight.
New species is about to begin.
Three buyers are in the room, steaming coffee cups next to their open laptops. There are other buyers, too, but they're bidding remotely, online. Butch Maniscalco is running the auction.
Okay, so we're back to $35.97.
Tattoos, gray hair, crew cut. Maniscalco's been auctioning off fish for 40 years, just like his father did. Before this online bidding, he did it by voice.
There was a lot of more interaction, a lot more fun. A little testy at times, but it was good. It was good.
It's not just the technology that's changed. So has the amount of product coming in off the boat.
You know, we'd sell fish. We could have a million pounds of fish in a week. More. It's just things have changed.
Nowadays, this auction sells around 30,000 pounds daily, and the volume should be dramatically lower next year, too. Federal regulators say ground fish stocks are low, and to rebuild them, they're going to have to drop the amount fishermen can catch.
What's that?
Upstairs, manager Chris Duffy works the phone with buyers up and down the coast trying to finagle a better price.
Yeah, I gotta be like 92 or something. Yeah, I'm going to be like 92.
Duffy didn't used to have to do this. Commercial fishermen, at least, might get higher prices for their catch when there's a limited supply. But Duffy can't afford to staff as many workers when he's only auctioning a fifth of what he used to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're not selling yo-yos and slinkies here. We're selling fish. And if there's no fish, what do you do?
Duffy says he's glad the federal government has declared this Northeast fishery a disaster, although the word glad gives the wrong impression.
It's depressing. I work in an industry that's an official, disaster.
The declaration at least validates the pain, he says, and Duffy hopes the federal relief dollars will also bail out businesses like his.
The fishermen, they need some relief because the catches are down. But what about the processors, and what about the auction houses and the fish workers that don't have the hours that used to get, 55, 60, 70 hours a week that are now working 18 and 20 hours a week trying to keep their insurance? What about those guys?
Chris?
Excuse me. Hello.
Out on the docks, fishermen see it differently.
It'll end up being divvied up to the point where I would be very surprised if it ends up helping out the fishermen.
Ed Smith runs three boats out of Gloucester Harbor, boats that cost a lot of money to keep in ship shape, regardless of whether the fishing is good. Today he's working with a mechanic to maintain one of the engines.
Valve cover gasket.
Valve cover gasket.
I think so, too.
Smith says most commercial fishermen in Gloucester are barely hanging on. Some want to use federal disaster money to buy out boats, pay them to stop fishing forever, so that fewer remaining boats have less competition. But Smith says that's just a shortcut to killing the industry. He wants the money to tide fishermen over until they're allowed to catch more fish.
Any of us that are fishing now really aren't looking for a handout. That's the last thing any of us want. But we do need some direct resources sent our way if, in fact, they expect anybody to hold on for a year or two. I think we're in for a long haul here.
Smith also wants some of the federal dollars to pay for better research. He and other fishermen disagree with federal assessments. He says there are enough ground fish out there to bring more ashore. But Smith is afraid the disaster declaration is mostly political and won't really make a difference.
A lot of people come to Gloucester, they still think, oh, it's a vibrant town and the fishing community's vibrant. It's not.
We've been fishing for over 400 years. So you lose Gloucester, it's really a symbol that you're just giving up on being in that business.
That's Carolyn Kirk, the city mayor. She's a former management consultant. And when she talks about any coming disaster money, she speaks of an opportunity. She thinks much of the money should go to shoreside businesses.
It shouldn't all just go to fishermen. It's very controversial. I'm the mayor of Gloucester. I'm saying it shouldn't all go to fishermen. It should also go to XYZ. If we don't have a city that can handle the fishing industry, we won't have any fishermen now or in the future.
Kirk hopes that by using disaster relief money to maintain the port and the businesses around it, Gloucester might be able to attract different kinds of working boats, such as research vessels. She's been meeting with marine business owners and entrepreneurs. Mayor Kirk says Gloucester needs to diversify its oceanside economy if the city wants to keep people working on the shoreline for the next 100 years rather than just living there for the view.
You know, the easy way would be to go for the condos, right? The harder way is to lay in place a different type of economy for the city. Of course, Gloucester, being who we are, we're taking that harder path that preserves what we value, which is a working waterfront with good infrastructure to support the future of the ocean economy. That's our opportunity.
Butchie, thank you. I'll see you Monday.
All right, Mark.
We still don't know about any big boat for
Neil. As the daily catch auction wraps up at the Cape Ann Seafood Market, manager Chris Duffy says it's going to be interesting to see how much federal disaster money comes to Gloucester after all and who gets how much.
No matter what happens, you're going to have some guys with their boo-boo lip out. You know, there's going to be sour grapes. You know, yeah, it's going to be a hot topic for sure.
Congress first has to appropriate money. It can also put strings on it. But a lot will be up to fishing communities. They'll have some say in the choice between direct relief to fishermen and rebuilding the shoreside economy. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nikesh.